you want to please the Lord. That is our utmost desire. Amen. You know, it's a privilege to serve the Lord. I've been in this meeting. I've been thankful to come to Boley once again. And the Lord has met us here. I appreciate the burden Sister Doris had in bringing this all to come to pass with much prayer and much sacrifice and blessings from God. And that you all came out to hear what the word of the Lord has for us today. We appreciate the singing. We appreciate the weather. We appreciate the privilege of serving a mighty living God. This afternoon, I had some thoughts upon my heart. I did not get one scripture that I was thinking of, but you all probably can help me. It's something about with joy shall you draw water out of salvation, something to that.
26.
Pardon me?
Isaiah.
Okay, you find it for me, please. And I will refer to that. But we're thinking about the joy of the Lord is our strength. We live in difficult times, but I want to magnify what God can do right where we're living. He can supply us with that joy that passes understanding, the joy that will make a difference as we go through life, as we go through our difficulties. But there is joy in the Lord. Have you found the joy of the Lord? Come up under that. We will be writing something on the board, and we will go right on into the lesson. We will ask you to pray for us, that the Spirit of God would be here to bless in a very special and a definite way, to give the special anointing that we need for this afternoon. Thank the Lord. All right.
God's way is best.
It is.
Help
us, Lord.
The fairer way may seem to show. Understand.
Surely always best. You know, we're thinking about joy today. We have written on the board, have you found the joy of the Lord? Have you found it? And you want to maintain it if you have found it. When I have children and I assign them a task to do, I take great delight when they'll go ahead and, mother, I'm going to do this. And they do it happy. But when I have to check on them, oh, I don't want to do it, and I'm dragging, and I hid things under the bed because I had a task to do, and why can't my brother and my sister do it, when they make that little grumbling, it kind of grieves your heart, doesn't it? And you have to discipline them. But when the Lord gives us an assignment, and we do it with joy, yes, don't you think that brings an added blessing? And it is to those that are round about you, because you're doing it because you love the Lord, because he is so good to you, because you have experienced his goodness, his mercy, and his favor, and because you have a personal relationship with him, so that naturally you would enjoy doing it, wouldn't you? So we want to think about the joy of the Lord is our strength this afternoon. Sister, will you read that scripture for me, nice and loud, in Isaiah?
It's not Isaiah 26, it's Isaiah 12. You draw water out of the wells.
Thank the Lord. With joy.
Let me read the verse before.
Go ahead.
Behold, God is my salvation. I trust.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank you for reading that for me. That was the scripture that I was wanting. Thank the Lord. I had another one in Nehemiah that I... it was about the strength of the Lord. I had it marked, well, Nehemiah. We'll probably come back to it. Oh, Lord, please bless me today.
Yes, Lord.
Nehemiah, I think it's Nehemiah about 2, something like that. We're going to just go on. You'll find it. I'll probably come across it here eventually. Let's go on. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief. Yet he possessed a deep joy that was beyond anything the world could offer. As he faced the cruel death of Calvary, Jesus said to his followers, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you," thank the Lord, "and that your joy might be full," thank the Lord. Turn with me to St. John 15, and 8, and we'll begin reading there. Here we are. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples, saith the Lord. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This will help generate a lasting joy in our experience with the Lord. If you abide and keep the Lord's commandments, if you're faithful, if you do it because I love you, Lord, and not because it's a drudgery.
Yes.
I enjoy coming before your presence, Lord. I enjoy my hour of prayer. I enjoy my time of reading the Word of God. I enjoy coming to service and worshiping you because, Lord, you are worthy of it all. And, Lord, if it were not for you, where would I be? I don't even want to imagine a day without the Lord. So we are blessed to have the joy of the Lord. Let us cherish it. Let us not allow anything to get into our experience that would disturb that joy that we're talking about this afternoon. We need it. It's very vital. So we thank the Lord for that. All right. I wonder how many of us really understand this blessing. Turn with me to Psalm 16, and we're going to read some more of the Word of God. Thank the Lord for His goodness. Psalm 16, and we will begin with the 8th verse. All right. I'll start at 7. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. There are things that will move us and shake our experience. But we want to have a good foundation, a good hold on the Lord that we will not be shaken off. Thank the Lord. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Thank the Lord. Skip with me to 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life in thy presence, fullness of joy. That's what we want today. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We could almost stop right there, but there's some more good things for us. So let us remember as we're going through this life with our experience. You know, it's good to start off in a proper way, in a good way, but it's so much better to run all the way through your journey and finish with victory. And that's what we want to do. Heaven's surely going to be worth everything that we go through. So thank the Lord. All right. We appreciate it. We want you to have this blessing of fullness of joy.
Yes.
Notice with me. Is it possible that many of us may live and exist under a cloud of disappointment and frustration right here in 2023? It's very possible. We can allow things to disturb us in the Lord, even though we know that we have faith and confidence in Him. But I want us to lift our eyes above to that great living God, as we've heard about, the great God that can make the difference, the God that is bigger than all of the problems and all the mountains that we have. Our husband had mentioned that at home. I'd already been thinking about it. But He's that one. I want you to amplify and magnify and say, Lord, this is a small matter when you compare to what God can do. Whatever you are facing, it comes down to size. It's not a giant looming over you anymore, because your God is far greater, and that should bring you a certain greater level of joy. We're talking about spiritual joy, and we appreciate that today. All right. Here are some other things. What do you think can rob people of their joy? There's things that can rob you of your joy, even though you have a spiritual joy. But listen at some of the natural things. Could we find a clue by examining? What about our Christian attitude? What about it? Don't answer. Think about it. Ponder it in your heart. What about your mindset? Things you're thinking about. All right. Our thought process. We can imagine things that are foreboding and dark, and it can really disturb you. Lord, help us today. How about our outlook on life? It's dark, it's gloomy. The news has so much to report that is so overwhelming. It can just like, you don't want to hear it anymore. But you have to cast that away and realize that that God that you're serving is well able to take care of all of those conditions that are in our society, and He will surely bless you. All right. Are you wondering, how can a saint experience the joy that I'm speaking about today? We're living in a perilous world and a perilous time. But brothers and sisters, it is possible to have the joy of the Lord right today and right at this present time. Thank the Lord. All right. Here are a few of the areas that have the potential to rob us of this great spiritual joy that I'm speaking to you about. I want you to remember, God's abounding grace is ever present. It's sufficient to help us overcome and to reign victoriously. Thank the Lord, the God in which we serve. You know another thing? Circumstances can affect our joy. Most of us would probably say that when things are going our way, we naturally feel a lot happier, don't we? If we would just admit it. Things are going that way. That schedule is not interrupted. I don't have pain. I'm not bearing burdens and things. I'm happy. Things are going our way. And usually sometimes, I must say sometimes, we're a little easier to live with, aren't we? But the grace of God can make a difference. It can help you when things are difficult. It can help you when you have that affliction, when that life-threatening news comes to you that you have an illness that is life-threatening. As the sister said, just because you have cancer, it's not a death sentence. If God doesn't say that's the end for you. But what about your attitude? Do you say, Lord, I'm bringing this to you too. You're well able to take care of this condition. Or do we allow it to let us go down into a little hole of self-pity and woe is me and I can't come out to service and I can't smile because I have this dreadful thing upon their body. Lord, help us. These are challenges for me and challenges for you today. May the Lord help us today. All right, come on. Let's see what else we have to talk about. We have no real control over the weather. We really don't. Whether it's rainy or cold or icy or snowy, God does all of that. Windy or cold, hot or cold, we have no real control over that. But the God in which we serve, he really does, and we thank you for that. We have little control over the traffic. Some of us are going to be involved with some rude people when we go back home, probably. Yes. They may cut you off. They may not even signal. They may go too slow and impede traffic when they're supposed to be over at what is on the right-hand lane. And these things can kind of get us emotionally disturbed. But I want us to remember that God is able to help us in those situations as well as in other situations. And he can give us the victory. And he will surely do that for us today. All right. What about dealing with our fellow man? Can that disturb our joy sometimes?
Yes.
Yes, it can. But here's the thing. The God that I'm recommending to you can help temper you inside that, yes, a brother or a sister or a friend or a coworker or the boss man, they may be hard to get along with. But you don't have to be disagreeable. You can still have joy. You can still have victory. And the Lord can help you to navigate right on through there. We're talking about victorious living. We're not talking about something that you can't attain to. Somebody said in this meeting that they believe that we, I'm going to say it in my own words, may be living beneath our privileges. There's more for us that God has for us. But if we don't put in for it, if we don't desire it, if we don't hear about it, we can just go through life with that little meager crackers and cheese, like they said, the man that went on the cruise ship and it was all paid for. And he didn't realize it, I think, until the last day. He didn't have much money, but he had his fare money. So he just sat kind of in his little room or his little berth. And he realized at the near the last that his dinner was provided for him. He'd gone all those days on those rationing. We don't want to do that. There's an abundance for us as God's people. We are identified as the children of the King. So we want to act like that and thank the Lord. He can help us in our relationship with one another. It's very important. Lord, help us to let our light shine. Thank the Lord. All right, let's see what else we have. We have some more scriptures. We cannot control the other people's actions or their thoughts, but we can control how we react to those things. Talking about the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank the Lord. All right, here's another area about the things. What about our earthly possessions? Well, you say, those are things that I've worked hard for, and I just want to take good care of them, and that is good. But listen, don't put that ahead of God. We want the joy of the Lord to shine out in all things and all of our dealings. Luke 12:13-15, we're going to read here. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. Covetousness will destroy your joy. It will destroy your peace too. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Yes. Oh, Lord, help us to remember that. All right, that's sufficient for right there. That's all we want to remind you. Our earthly possessions, use them, enjoy them, but do not make a god out of them. Yes. Always keep God foremost in your actions. Yes. Here's another thing. What about our purses and our wallets and our checkbooks? Are you willing to share with the work of God? Or this is mine and I've accumulated and I might need it because, you know, inflation is already here and I go to the grocery store and I can just almost bring out with one bag, one hand, almost $100 worth of merchandise. So I need to save that for the rainy day. No, you don't. You need to consecrate that to God and allow the Lord to help you to use it, to distribute it as he wants you to. Yes. I didn't say go and waste your money. I didn't say that. I said consecrate it to the will of God, to the work of God. And your joy will abound for doing that. The Lord will bless you. Thank the Lord. All right, that's good. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Turn with me to Matthew 6, 19 through 21. We want to read some more of the Word of God. Matthew 6, we'll start with the 19th verse. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. 20. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. We're talking about the joy of the Lord, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Highlight 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Yes.
If your heart is on godly, righteous, good things, you are going to be abundantly blessed with this joy that we're talking about today. But if you are worldly-minded, you're going to have some other things, some sorrow, some consequences, some poor decisions, some unrest in your life. Lord, help us today to remember God's way is best. Serving him always pays best dividends and the best benefits. And not only that, you have the hope that if I were to pass away, and people are passing away, young, old, middle-aged. I've heard of so many funerals. People that I know, and you have too, they're going out of here. And we're on our way getting out of here too. But what about our soul? Have we prepared ourselves to meet the Lord? That should give you a certain amount of joy. Lord, I'm doing all that I know. I am living for you, Lord. I am measuring up. I'm serious, Lord. I want to go to heaven. And so when you lay down at night, you should be able to have a certain amount of calmness about you. That, Lord, whether I live, whether I die, if I don't wake up in the morning, I hope that I do. But Lord, it's all in your hand.
Yes.
Because our life is so fleeting. And the time, another thing, how we use our time can affect the joy that we have in the Lord. If we waste it, not waste it away, but let it get away from us on things that don't benefit anything, you're going to have a great void in your soul. You will have a great void in your soul. But if you use your time to the glory of God, that will increase the joy. It'll increase that capacity. It's kind of like that, what is that, that accordion, that musical thing that billows in and billows out like that. You can just have a greater capacity for God. And that's what we want today. May the Lord encourage us. So we're talking about the joy of the Lord. All right. Here's another thing. What about worry? Worry. W-O-R-R-Y. Have you all ever heard of worry?
Yes.
Yes, I've heard of it. And I try, Lord, help me not to worry and to be over-concerned. I didn't say I was not concerned. I have many things, many responsibilities, But one thing I try to do is take it to the Lord and not make it a matter of worry. You know what worry is kind of like? Remember this. It's kind of like you get in that rocking chair. I've said it before. And you go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And if you're not careful, if you go too far back, you might tumble over to the backside. But back and forth. You haven't accomplished much. You might move the chair a little inch this way or back that way. But when you get finished and you get up out of the rocking chair, what's happened? The care is still there. But if you take it to the Lord, He will help you with that situation. He will help increase that joy, and you will be able to know, Lord, you're going to take care of this, and you will. It may not be in 30 minutes like I might hope it would be, or even in 6 seconds or whatever you want to say. It may take years. And we may not ever see it fully worked out. But we can be like Abraham. What did he do? Hope against hope. He went right on. He didn't see some of those things accomplished. But he still had faith to believe that it was going to come to pass. This will increase our joy today. This will help us as we are praying for our loved ones. Lord, bring them in. Have mercy. I believe that's a good request to bring in. The saints' children, those that we meet on the street that I don't even know their name. The work that is being started again, revived here in Bowling. That's a great work, but we don't know these people by their names. But the Lord can bring them in. You know, if he was able to bring those animals in Noah's time, I just got this inspiration that they came marching into that ark, I believe. He didn't have to use a taser like those cattlemen do or whatever, that whip. I understand, according to my Sunday school, they was marching on in there. You know, they went on into that ark. God can help those souls to come right on through these doors, and not if they don't come through the doors, where you meet them in the marketplaces, where you meet souls on your job, where you meet people just casually, that you can be able to be that light shining out. And the joy of the Lord, it'll do what? It'll radiate from you. And you do not have to put a sign on my back, J-O-Y. You don't have to do any of that. It will flow out. And others will be able to see that brother or that sister or that child is in touch with God. And that's why they have the joy of the Lord. That's why they're able to go through difficult situations where they might should be maybe outwardly frustrated, or they may feel like, oh, what's wrong with you? Don't you see you're in trouble? And they might even try to speak for you. But that's not going to, you know what I'm trying to say, think you should be upset or take up for you. But it's the Lord that's keeping you calm. It's the Lord that is taking you through. And sometimes if you live a good life, they will have enough respect for you that they will try to say, oh no, let's not do that because, you know, somebody is in here. Let's go take this outside. Now, men, be careful how you talk or whatever, because they're pointing out there's a child of God. We want to give respect. But Lord, help us to be epistles that can be written and read of all men. Let our light shine. Don't let it flicker. People are looking for the Lord today, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. So thank the Lord for that. All right. We appreciate the goodness of God so very much today. All right. Let's see what else we have. We need to earnestly pray and seek to cultivate the right godly state of mind. We sing a song, give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. That is a big order, but it's obtainable to get the mind of Jesus. If you have the Holy Spirit working in your bosom, it's going to help you. You'll be able to get that vision, I believe, more of what God has the vision for, not the earthly vision. But Lord, help me to see things in the way that you would. Brother Gracie brought us a message a while back about God's perspective on things. That's what we need, and it's going to help increase our joy and our experience in the Lord. So thank the Lord. All right. Let us endeavor to develop a single-mindedness towards the things of the Lord. James 1 and 8. Let's read some scripture there. And we're going to back up what we're saying here. Thank the Lord for his goodness. James 1 and 8, and it says, oh, A double-minded man is unstable in all, A-L-L, his ways. So we want to have it single that I'm going to serve the Lord all the way. I have decided I'm not going back out to the world. I'm not going to be shaking, and I'm going to stand flat-footed and firm on the things of God. This way, you will have power with God. You will be able to fight in those battles. You will be able to get your prayers through. You'll be able to be dependable, and sites can count on you when that prayer request comes in and they say, please pray. We need prayer right now. You don't have to go and say, Lord, I need to forgive my neighbor. I need to forgive my husband because I have not been so kind at home, or whatever the case might be. You don't have to do that. Or that brother that I may have been holding for, I'm going to say, a period of time. I don't even want to say how serious it is. Some people can hold you for years, and that affects their joy. But I want you to realize God wants us to take an inventory of whatever we have on hand and really take a good look at ourselves inwardly. When that Spirit of God is shining the light on your experience, that's when you need to tune in, and that's when you need to do something about it. We're talking about that joy that we need today, because that's going to be our strength, and that's going to help us through. And God is so faithful to help us in those situations. But if you find that you've been holding your brother or sister for a period of time, maybe it's only been an hour, you need to work on it. You need to work on it. I had an experience when a person told me that they had been holding me for many, many years. I think it might have been 25 or 30 years. It was a long period of time. It was mind-boggling to me. But they did come to the place where they wanted to ask me to forgive them. I didn't even know what I had done to them. But they were offended by something that they said I had said. And I said, I probably did, if you presented it to me in that way. But they got it cleared up, and I was so very thankful. I was so very thankful, because they said the Lord had dealt with them, and they thought they needed to bring it to my attention. And I'm glad that they did, but here's the point. If the Lord brings something to your attention, you know, get it cleared up, and the Lord will increase your joy. Thank the Lord. And I appreciate that person. I love them. I appreciate them even more, you know, because they wanted to get their life all cleared up. And it's all fine with me. I wasn't holding them anyway, so it's all good. So I thank the Lord for that today. So we want a spiritual mind, and the Lord will surely bless us today. All right, I think we're getting close to the conclusion for today. Philippians 3 and 20, we're still talking about the joy of the Lord. We're going to see here what we have here. The Lord has something for us. Let's see, Philippians 2 and 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. If we follow this, it will increase our joy and our confidence in the Lord. And also our brothers and our sisters will love them, and we will be very much blessed. Thank the Lord for that. All right. The scripture in Luke 14:11, for whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. So that's good to keep in mind. That will help that joy increase. And God is so good to us. Thank the Lord today. All right, Philippians 3 and 20, I believe, will possibly be the last scripture, I believe, for today. Let's see, Philippians 3 and 20, and it says, for our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord. So we keep our conversation in heaven. We look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to help us to have great joy. Yes. It's going to radiate out of our experience. And you know another thing? This is not false joy. This is not false happiness. This is not giddiness. This is sincere. Joy of the Lord is our strength. I want you to be encouraged. If anyone has seen an area where they need more of the joy of the Lord, The altar is open. Someone will pray with you. And as we go from this meeting, when we meditate upon the good things that we've heard, we've been here for a few days and we've had a lot of good thoughts, a lot of good inspiration. And we want this meeting to close out with great victory, that the Lord will continue to bless here in Boulding, continue to bless those that have the burden and those that have labored so hard in the kitchen and with the plumbing and those that came out to hear the word of God. It's a blessing that God, the Spirit of God, made another visit to Boulding and that we were able to come and to sit together in peace and to be able to be blessed. That is wonderful. So we're thankful that we serve the living God. If you see any area in your life that you would like prayer, there will be someone that will work with you. May the Lord bless you is my desire and is my prayer. We appreciate your time and your attention. Amen.